My name is Emma McLeod, and my job title is the Adult Acute Service Lead for Speech and Language Therapy, which means that I manage the speech therapy teams in the Royal, the Western, and out at St John's. So my three teams. But I have an office here. I go across and work, you know, a day here and a day there, so that I'm in among them a little bit. Speech therapists work with communication and eating, drinking and swallowing across the full range of birth to death. And my team are based in the acute sector, so they work in the hospitals. But people that work with adults will work typically in hospitals or with outpatients, sometimes in people's houses, going to nursing homes, and all the other hospitals as well, not just the acute ones. And we work with people who have communication or eating, drinking, swallowing problems as a result of things like neurological conditions like Parkinson's and stroke, and people with dementia, and people out in the community that have fluency disorders, so people who stammer, people who lose their voices, and cancer, so cancers that affect the face, the mouth, the throat, the voice. We're a big percentage of people working with them as well. And it's a huge part of your identity, I think. Maybe but you don't really think about that. But your voice, the way that you sound, and the way that you speak, and the way that you communicate with people is really what you are. So if you lose that, you lose a massive part of your identity. My haven, where I can go and be and just get my head together or empty it of, if there's too much in it, is probably in my office. Because although I do share with somebody who I get on very well with, we're very often we don't cross, because she's similar to me, she works in lots of other places. So it's somewhere that I can come and just be on my own. Sometimes I put music on and just listen to that while I'm tidying stuff up. And I quite like to order things and organise stuff. So sometimes just making a list of things and working my way through and ticking things off quietly with nobody disturbing me. I don't have to answer the phone if I don't want to, so I can turn my email off. So in here, and it's a lovely room. It's a big room. It's got a window. I know how lucky I am to have this space to come and sit in.